This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Los Angeles last night, the Lakers and the Detroit Pistons played Game 1 of the NBA Finals. These games are a formality, of course, because the Lakers have this championship wrapped up. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more experienced. The Pistons, however, apparently don't know about the opinion of experts and popular opinion. They won that game convincingly, 87-85. Here's Lakers guard Kobe Bryant summing up the loss.
It's a matter of us getting a feel for what they try to do defensively and sizing them up, getting their rhythm. They did an incredible job executing. You know, Larry Brown prepared them extremely well, and they came out and carried out their game plan to perfection. You know, it was a good game played by them, you know, for 48 minutes.
Sure was. Throughout the playoffs, we've been turning to ESPN's Sal Masekela for basketball insight. Earlier, we talked about this surprising win. You know, we've been hearing throughout this playoff series from you and from the rest of the experts that no team from the East, that would be the Pistons, have any chance against the team from the West, that would be the Lakers. You changing your mind?
After last night, I'm definitely very curious. The one thing I have to say is that Detroit came into the Staples Center and they were 100% unfazed by the glitz and glamour. It was as A-list as can be, and the Lakers had their crowd in their corner, but unfortunately the Lakers decided to not show up, and they showed up to the game playing like they had already received the ring. And I don't think that they were used to seeing the type of intensity on defense that they got from the Pistons last night. You know, the long wingspan of Tayshaun Prince constantly in Kobe Bryant's face and constantly challenging shots. They hustled after rebounds, and Rip Hamilton, while he did not have a strong output, he was 9 points off of his average of 21 points a game, his constantly moving and running all over the court tired Kobe Bryant out, and it left other shooters open, and they hit their shots. The rest of the bench for the Pistons, they really did their job.
Rip Hamilton and Kobe Bryant had actually played against each other in high school. Is this going to be the matchup of the series?
It's going to be an interesting matchup. You know, as you said, those two, they were prep stars in Philadelphia, and they were good friends in high school. Rip going to Connecticut and playing 3 years in college. Kobe coming straight into the NBA. Rip Hamilton doesn't ever stop moving. And the key for the Pistons is they constantly have screen and rolls, and they set picks. And Rip Hamilton is just never stops moving. So for Kobe Bryant to be as effective on offense and still have to expend the energy that he is chasing Rip Hamilton around on defense, that's going to be the question, is whether Kobe can still, you know, have the strength to be able to put up those big numbers. Yesterday in the fourth quarter, he didn't seem to have any energy left. He missed two big three-pointers. He looked tired. He looked really looked tired. And, it's going to be a very, very interesting matchup, because if you don't stop Rip Hamilton, or if you can't at least make those pick and rolls a non-factor, then the Lakers are going to have a very, very long road here in the finals. It's a shocker. I'm shocked.
Rip Hamilton, I think, is quoted as saying he is the best conditioned athlete in the NBA.
He's never had a drink of alcohol. He's never smoked a cigarette or any other substance that some of the NBA players have been known to have, and he really feels that it makes a difference. And Larry Brown's been very confident. Coach Larry Brown says, you know what, this guy is the best conditioned athlete, and if you're going to want to stop us, you're going to have to stop him.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games. Thanks very much, Sal. We'll be looking to see who stops who.
Well, it's Hollywood, and it wouldn't be Hollywood without drama. So the Lakers are at least doing that part right.